Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Ah, Danielle, it's Ben Crenshaw.
Oh, Ben Crenshaw, you make the day for me every Saturday. Thank you so much. And what will you got for you Saturday? What a sunny day is on the forecast, a high about 81 degrees. It's going to be breezy. I stepped outside my home and went, wow, the northeasterlies, east northeasterlies are blowing 14 to 16 miles per hour, gusts up to 22, so be prepared for some windy conditions. And I'm talking not just to the guys going out on the golf course, but to everybody in the mid-pack open. It doesn't seem too breezy right now on the Lanikai side. At least it's not blowing the trees around. Palms are moving just a little bit. We've got on the Big Island Volcano Golf Club an 832, a 924, a 1048 if you'd like to get out. Makalei has an 840 and a 910. 1108 also open. Is that the birdmen that are out on the golf course? Sure sounds like that. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. All right, let's go to Kauai. Poipu, shotgun. That's what's going on there at Poipu. It's a tournament, so that's pretty much, I'm sorry, I don't have a tee time for you. But at Kauai Lagoons, we have a 9 o'clock and a 10:10. Oahu, okay, Perla, Kalau, Au, 836, 908, 1110. And then Turtle Bay, 852, 906, and 10 o'clock. It looks like the wind talkers are out again. You have a chat with the wind. Tell it to settle down. Along the coast, it's probably blowing. Royal Hawaiian Country Club, 858, 920, 1108. Those are your tee times. The landladies are on the golf course. Eva Beach Golf Course, there's an 842, a 1008. And 1108, and ladies, may you all hit the sweet spot every time. All right, guys, too. And then Bayview, there's an 852 and 1110. And Wailea Gold Course, 839-20, 1010. Emerald Course, 850, 928, 11. Looks like 11. Okay, Blue Course, 930, 1020, 1213. I think it's 1120 on the Emerald. Let me repeat the blue for you. 9:30, 10:20, 12:13. And then Maui Nui, 9:36 and 11:06 and a 12:30. So that pretty much tells us what's going on in the world where you can play a round of golf and have a wonderful time. But we're going to bring in Mark Rolfing. We're not having a wonderful time on the PGA Tour, at least from my perspective. I'm sure the guys are having a great time. They're playing fabulous. I mean, I'm looking at the how their scores are, and they seem to be not fretting too much. But I just don't – I have to ask Mark a lot of questions. We'll be back with him right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club, brought to you by Pacific Repair Services, located at 540 Lagoon Drive across from JN Motors. PRS does appliance repairs, maintenance, and sales. The Newtown Driving Range, warm up before your round or wind down after work. The Newtown Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun. The Aloha Section PGA, teach your kids to play golf. The game that lasts forever. Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips in Evilay next to Costco Gas and in Waipahu. And teaching pro Claude Brousseau at the Wailea Golf Academy, Maui. Now, here's Danielle Tucker.
All right. We're going to bring Mark Rolfing into the clubhouse. We've got some very interesting new sort of sounders, don't we? Mark Rolfing, Golf Channel, NBC Sports, golf commentator and analyst, of course, host of Golf Hawaii Travel and Global Golf Adventure, and he's a member of the Golf Hall of Fame, inducted in 2000. And let's just bring him right in. Mark Rolfing.
Good morning, Danielle. How are you over there today?
Oh, it's actually stunning. I'm looking out from the golf course. Lanikai, of course, Mid-Pacific Country Club, the Mid-Pac Open is being played today, so it's really exciting. The grounds are absolutely spectacular, and looking at the mountains, the clouds have just kind of gone up just around the peaks, but the sun is shining as well. It looks absolutely wonderful. Where are you? Why aren't you here?
Well, I'm on Maui. Actually, I love it over there. I've been in Houston the last few days getting my annual cancer test, and I'm completely free and clear, so you're stuck for me for a while.
I'm all for being stuck with you. All right. Okay, so I have to go back to some of the things that are going on the PGA Tour, and I think this is from you. For the past 2 years, the PGA Tour has banged the drums for a new vision, a $12.9 billion business with a for-profit future. But in an era of 20 million purses and unprecedented growth, the PGA Tour's vision of a brave new world keeps taking darker turns. That is so well put.
Well, you know, things haven't turned out exactly like the PGA Tour thought. Certainly, it's going to take more time than they had anticipated. You know, the accident that Tiger had a few weeks ago really hurt them and set them back a lot, because he was the head of the committee for future competitions, and so he's going to be away for a while. And I think more than anything, what they have found out is that it's just not as easy rearranging an entire schedule as you might think. They've thought that they were going to, you know, go to the West Coast, for example, for some of their playoff events, but they're not going to be able to do that in L.A. or Pebble Beach, I don't think, in August, because of other prior commitments those resorts have. And so I think this whole thing is going to take quite a bit more time than they thought. And because of that, you're not going to see many major changes other than the fact that they've now decided they're not going to play in Hawaii.
And I'm going to continue with this. Just days after confirming the cancellation of two historic events, guess which two historic events those are, the Sony and the Century, CEO Brian Rolapp made a decision that throws the careers of a sizable number of its employees into jeopardy and leaves the rest in uncertainty. 56 employees laid off April 23rd. What is going on? This is, it's like it's not no longer something I want to be a part of.
Well, what you were a part of before, you're not going to be part of anymore, because the biggest change is the PGA Tour has gone to a for-profit model. You know, for years and years, it was a not-for-profit. It was solely for generating as much money for charities around the country as they could, and that's why the PGA Tour raised more money than all the other leagues. The NFL, the NBA, baseball, you name it, all the other leagues put together didn't raise as much money as golf. That has all changed now, because this is no longer a not-for-profit. It is a for-profit, and their entire goal is to generate as much profit as they can for their investors, you know, which are basically the primary investor is SSG out of Boston, and they put $1.5 billion into the deal, and they want a return, and so they're going to have to start slashing staff and putting some mustard behind this schedule, because they are now into almost May, and we don't really have a schedule yet for 2027, which is 8 months away.
Wow. That's, talk about other golf courses that already have made commitments. Even if they wanted to be there, they wouldn't be able to be there. It just seems like it's gone from a really class operation to Mickey Mouse. And I'm sorry if I'm offending anybody on the PGA Tour, but the way it was run before, there was excitement, there was money for the guys playing, and there was money for the people who, you know, benefited through being a nonprofit. And it made everybody feel uplifted, and I just don't feel the same. When I think about basketball and baseball and football and all those, I'm sure they do a lot of donating. or don't they?
Well, no, they do. There's no question about it. Look, I wouldn't necessarily call it a Mickey Mouse operation. It's a high-level operation. I mean, to five of the top six players at the PGA Tour now, not golfers, but in terms of the staff, came from directly from the NFL, including Brian Rolapp. So they are simply implementing the plan the way the NFL does it. And what the NFL's most important job is to make money as much as they can for their owners of their teams and for their league. And that is what golf is going to be doing now. The problem is they inherited a model that is not sustainable. You know, 5 years ago, our purses in Hawaii were less than $10 million. I think more in the, you know, $6 to $7 million range. And now all of a sudden, they raised the purse at the Century to $20 million a year. That is not sustainable. You know, golf is a very small market, Danielle. As much as you and I love it, only 4% of the people play golf. It's a very, very small market. So you can't all of a sudden say, we're going to be like the NFL and play for all this money. It's just not sustainable.
Yeah. I'm so glad you brought that up because it was exactly what I was thinking. If you're the NFL or the NBA or any big-time program, you've got the eyes on it, television eyes, fan base, everybody's there. The parking lots are packed, and people want to be on site or at least watching on television. And it's not that way in golf, which is why I thought the earlier version of what the PGA Tour was doing made so much sense because it brought people closer to the operation, feeling like really good about everything that was going on. So I guess we're just in another era, and I'm going to have to get used to it. What are some of the other possibilities when you talk about the PGA Tour champions possibly doing the Sony at YLI? Is that still something being talked about?
Yeah, and I'm in the middle of that conversation, as you can imagine, and there's a lot of moving parts there. It is extremely complicated. I can't even begin to describe how complicated it is. One of the issues that we're dealing with is Century is going to move into a new date, and it likely is going to move into the date after the Mitsubishi Electric Week, which is the old Farmers Insurance date in San Diego. And if they did that, then the Champions Tour event that we would be playing at the Sony Open would be opposite Century. Now, that's not going to work. We can't all of a sudden say, hey, we're going to have Century and Sony the same week. Come on. It's extremely complicated. I don't know how we got to the point where we have to make all these decisions very quickly. But I can tell you, you know, that they can't do this without a significant amount of state funding, which has not been guaranteed yet by any means. And, you know, I'm involved with the governor there. I'm involved with Jimmy Tokioka. And I think they want to do whatever they can to keep these events. But the fact is, we had three big events. We had Mitsubishi Electric. We had the Century on the PGA Tour. And we had the Sony Open on the PGA Tour. And now what they're proposing is to have two events, both of them Champions Tour events, one on the Big Island, one on Oahu, and they want it to cost us a whole lot more money. That doesn't make any sense.
Did I interrupt you?
No, go right ahead.
Okay. You know, what about, are the players who normally would come to Hawaii, are they disappointed in the changes?
You know, I've been on the road for almost 2 months. I started at Bay Hill and went to the Players' Championship, and I have talked to half of the players on the PGA Tour, I can tell you, and all of them are extremely disappointed. They all feel strongly that Hawaii should be, you know, a hallmark of the PGA Tour, and I feel exactly the same. You know the way I've felt about it for almost 50 years now. And I am of the opinion right now, Danielle, that there will be a day sometime in the next, let's say, 5 years, where the PGA Tour does come back to Hawaii. It's too important a stop. It's too important a place, and the players like it too much. And I think the thought process that they're going to go to all these big cities, you know, they're saying, we got to go to Philadelphia, we have to go to Boston, we have to go to Chicago, we have to go to all these places where the PGA Tour doesn't play. Well, we've tried that before. We've tried that over the last 4 or 5 decades, and it didn't work. And part of what makes golf appealing is its sort of grassroots beginnings, and the smaller markets do extremely well, like Ponte Vedra, Florida, where they're headquartered. That's a pretty small market. So I would say let's keep the runway open if we can. Let's do whatever we can to get this Champions Tour scheduled together, and then we'll go from there.
That's great. And I was listening to an interview you did on KHON, and I'd like to quote, I'm disappointed, and the other half of me is angry. I don't quite understand exactly what has happened here. It seems like the PGA Tour has told us what they're not going to do, which is play in Hawaii next year, but they haven't told us what they're going to do.
So it's interesting, Danielle. At the Masters a few weeks ago, I spent about an hour with Scottie Scheffler at the awards dinner on Wednesday night, and it was just he and I, and we were talking. And, you know, the PGA Tour has announced now that they are going to play the American Express Tournament next year, the third week in January. That's its normal week. That is typically the same week as the Mitsubishi Electric Championship on the Big Island. Now, the one thing that Brian Rolapp has said is that they're not going to start opposite the NFL playoffs, and they're not going to start in a small market. Well, Palm Springs, the third week in January, is a small market, and it is opposite the NFL. So my theory was let's start in Hawaii prior to that, like we always have at the Sony Open. That's a big market. Let's start the PGA Tour that week, the second week in January. Yeah. And I don't know why we didn't get any traction on that, but I truly believe they made the decision because of expenses and logistics, and because that was not the plan that they had rolled out. They made a decision just to not play here.
Well, and there we have it, and I hope that changes soon. Mark Rolfing, thank you for taking the time to be with us. I didn't mean to be rude to anyone. It's just frustrating, and I can only imagine how difficult it is for you, having been in the midst of so many conversations before the changes and now with the changes. And thank you for doing everything you can to get everything back on track.
I'm not giving up, I'll tell you that.
Aloha. Talk to you soon.
Aloha. Yeah, bye.
Back, Ron Haas, Mid-Pacific Country Club Chief Operating Officer and General Manager, is with us next. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
And want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
What's a great way to shape up your golf? Polish your swing at the Newtown Golf Driving Range located in Iéa. Stop by to warm up before your round or wind down after work and hit a few balls. Enjoy great food from our popular Newtown Cafe and check out the Asau Golf Shop for the most up-to-date golf equipment and club repairs. The Newtown Driving Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Hey, we're in the clubhouse, right in the middle of the Mid-Pacific Country Club. Fabulous view. Gosh, if you know, I think there's a couple of openings if you'd like to, like, apply. This is an absolutely spectacular place to be. And somebody told me my back is to the window, so I have to turn around and look out at the scenery, which is, as I said already, spectacular. The sunrise this morning, Lanikai, absolutely beautiful. Everybody's telling me it was raining, and I'm looking out going, oh, yeah, everything's wet. But it's not gonna get wet any longer because Corey Uribe is going to be out on the golf course, and he's going to want to win this tournament. Welcome into the clubhouse, Corey. Absolutely. My pleasure to have you here. And I was going, trying to see what I could find out online, and I found Corey Uribe Golf. So if you want to go there, Tour Experience Golf Coach. And what I loved about this piece that I was reading, golf comes down to three things. One is technique. Two is playing the game. And three is equipment. Now, what is the problem? Well, Corey says too many golfers try to fix number two. Let's talk about that a little bit, Corey. Welcome in.
Yeah.
So the technique, if it comes down to three things, what's more, is technique more important than playing or equipment?
I would say playing the game is probably the most important. Technique is also important because that kind of like tells you what your potential is, for sure. But playing the game, that's a whole skill in itself, separate from technique.
Yeah, so golf is more than just your swing was also a quote.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I've played professional golf all over the world for over 10 years, and I've seen a lot of swings that you wouldn't think are that great, but at the end of the day, you see they shoot 65 three times in a row because they just know what they do, and they just know how to get it done. They know how to navigate themselves around the golf course, just playing with what they know and what they know works for them.
So what I'm hearing here is exactly just because your swing isn't a Scottie Scheffler beautiful arc coming down and looking so terrific and hitting that ball so far, it's your swing.
Yeah.
And if it works for you, don't fight it?
Yeah, especially because golf is putting the best score on the scorecard, not the prettiest swing. But the pretty swing is nice, and it's often helpful to hit great shots. But I've seen guys that are hooking the ball 50 yards, but they only hook the ball 50 yards, and they just know how to play that. They'll just aim 50 yards right. And even vice versa with the slice, you know, they might slice to 50 yards, but they just aim left and play that, and they just hit in the fairway all day, hit in the middle of the green all day, just make their putts, and that's how you do it.
How do we learn to do it?
How do we learn to do it? I guess it's just coming to see me as a golf coach.
Yeah, yeah, and how would we get in touch with you?
Yeah, so my website is CoreyUribeGolf.com. All my information's on there. But yeah, I'm based on Oahu, so easily accessible for the guys that are here.
This is great because I'm going to the second page. Private coaching, 1 hour swing lessons, swing analysis, personalized drills for improvement, short term improvement, plans for long term improvement. There are packages that you can, 10 one-hour lessons, 5 one-hour lessons, so you can just go and kind of make your own whatever works best for you. to work with you, Tori Arite?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it just depends on what the person's goals are. I can definitely help them achieve that. I have the playing experience, and I also have a lot of understanding on technique, too. So that's kind of like why I contend out here all the time, is because I am one of the straighter hitters. And so if people want to learn how to hit the ball straight, then I definitely can teach them how to do that, too.
And it sounds like you wouldn't be into changing somebody's swing, but making it more effective.
Yeah, there are certain principles that I think are pretty universal or apply to what needs to happen to hit the ball consistent and straight. So that's what I teach them. And yeah, I teach indoors on TrackMan, so I use technology to kind of give feedback and help the student understand, like, golf to a higher level. Because that's kind of like what it comes down to, is raising people's golf IQs.
Excellent. Excellent. And, okay, so how's Mid-Pacific Country Club playing?
The rough is long, but honestly, if you're in the fairway, it's the same golf course.
When you say it's the same golf course, I kind of figured it would be, but how? Explain what you mean by that.
Well, the rough is definitely longer this year because of the weather that we've had over the past month. So if you are in the rough, then that can give you some trouble. You'll just have to play smart and, like, okay, how do I make par? And that's sometimes not even going to try to hit the green on the second shot. Just try to hit it in front and chip on and make your par that way. But if you're in the fairway, it's, you know, it's the same old, like, attackable golf course. I mean, even the greens aren't that firm this year because of the weather.
Right.
So if you're in the fairway, it's kind of, you know, you just attack, really. And that's why there's guys that are, you know, 10 under, 8 under, 9 under. It's very doable out there. But yeah, if you're not in the fairway, then it can be tough. But
well, you know, from my vantage point, looking at the lovely green, I'd never know that it was a difficult situation with long, rough, and, you know, tight fairways. Lovely. Where do you stand?
I'm 1 under. I haven't been playing golf too much because I've been coaching, so I'm a bit rusty, but just trying to hang in there.
You're going to do just fine. I agree. It's the weekend.
Yeah, hopefully I can make a move today and see what I can do over the next couple of days.
Fantastic. Oh, you're going to have to, I hope you'll be on the show again, because listening to you talk about teaching, right on. Thank you very, very much. Really enjoyed talking with you. Was there something you wanted to bring up that I didn't give you a chance to?
I don't think so. Kind of talked about my coaching, the way the tournament's playing this week. We covered it all. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Who are you chasing, by the way? I didn't see the...
I believe Brent Grant is in first.
Oh.
And then Peter Jung and John Oda. So
okay.
Pretty much the guys that are playing competitively, more consistently right now. So hopefully I can sharpen up things in the next couple of days.
Do you play on the mainland a lot in tournaments?
Lately, no. Last year, I had some China status, so I played in China, but I've been kind of transitioning into coaching since last summer.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a really good thing that you're doing, because you're sharing knowledge that a lot of people want to keep to themselves.
Yeah, I've been around. I've done a lot of things, so I have a lot of experience to share.
Excellent. Thank you, Corey.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, may you hit the sweet spot every time.
Yeah, that's it's been a struggle, but hopefully the next couple of days are better.
Okay. All right, we're going to come back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club, and we're at Mid-Pacific Country Club for the Mid-Pac Open.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, Who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamila Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate, or that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates and it's easy to do. Just email rick@radiogolfclub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. That's Rick at RadioGolfClub.com or call 808-220-1000.
Hey, Mark Rolfing here. The First Tee Hawaii is a nonprofit organization that helps kids build character, confidence, and life skills through golf. And we need volunteers like you to coach our next generation of golfers. No matter your skill level, our free coach training gives you tools to mentor kids. We have locations on all the islands, and enrollment is open now for our Level 1 Coach Certification. Call 808-500-1515.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Welcome back in the clubhouse, and I have sitting down with me at the table, and by the way, my back is to this fabulous view, but I think the sun, oh yes, the sun has come out. It's going to dry out the greens just a little bit and make it a little bit easier maybe to just hit it towards the Ron Haas is with us, Mid-Pacific Country Club Chief Operating Officer and General Manager. Did Corey Oride just tell us that all you have to do to get it to the hole is to hit it that way?
In the middle of the green. Good morning, Danielle. Actually, I'm looking over your shoulder here and looking at the Kolau Mountain. Isn't it beautiful?
Yes.
And you're right. As Corey said, keep it straight, keep it in the fairway, you're fine. You know?
That's my problem, though, you
yeah.
see.
our rough's the rough.
Yeah. Really? He's trying to fix your microphone so it holds steady. Yes, my problem, of course, is knowing exactly where the ball is going to come in contact with the blade. I'm
correct.
Still, you know.
And I like your sweet spot here every time you mention. May you hit sweet spot every time. You know, that's true.
Yes.
That's true.
That's the only way to go, right? But we very rarely get to have it the only way we go. But we love the game, and we're out on the golf course. How many people usually play out here?
You mean in regards to members or to this tournament, you mean?
Members.
We are a busy club. We are a busy club. We actually right now probably around 57,000 rounds of golf a year.
57,000 rounds of golf?
Yes. So in 2023, we were at 66,000 rounds of golf.
Oh, whoa.
Our members love to play golf, which is good, which keeps the club busy. But, no, it's good.
Yeah, it
and
is.
And guess what? We have a 100-year anniversary this year, as we talked, you know. So
100 years?
Mid-Pacific Country Club is celebrating 100-year anniversary.
Can you imagine driving across the Pali 100 years ago?
Well, that's the reason they put the club over here. This was their weekend retreat here.
Ah.
So all the people from town came here to run away from town to be here. Basically, go neighbor island without having to get in the plane
yeah.
or in a boat 100 years ago.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
So that's the reason we're here, you know, and I love it. I love this side. I love looking at the Kolaus. I love the Mokulua Mountains, islands and stuff.
Yes,
so
yes,
it's
yes.
great.
Yes, I was just a picture in my mind. Have you seen the picture of the, it's one of those old style cars,
mm-hmm.
and it's traveling across the Pali,
yep.
right? And the Pali is not really paved much.
Yep, the old Pali road, yeah. But guess what? I got even better now.
What?
Celebrating our 100th anniversary.
Uh-huh.
Guess what we need to do with the country club?
What?
Autonomous mower. We have a non-manned mower out here, the Firefly mower.
Yes.
We're still working on the name. We actually had a competition with our members to give it a name. So we have it announced this coming Monday. So, but yeah, he or she is out there every day mowing the fairways, loving it out there. And Jason, you know,
was loving the fairways.
Was a little skeptical at the beginning, but now he loves it, you know. And I know people talk about AI and you talk about those equipment taking positions away. For us, it's not that way. For us, it gives us more time to do other things. The fine-tuning, the edging, the cleaning, which, you know, staffing is difficult in Hawaii
yeah.
or in the golf economy world.
Yeah.
So this now gives us time to do other things.
Yeah.
And he's ready to get a second mower now. So we are talking right now to get a second one on our golf course.
I love the concept of, I was talking about this new mower thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was it last weekend, last Saturday? And to me, the idea that Jason is out with a mower pushing it up and down the fairways is like horrible. What yeah. a, you know, what a,
that's the good old days. We talk about the old cars, right? So the old cars, the old mowers, you know. And
now,
it's just fitting, you know, with the 100th anniversary, going with the future and going
yes.
with the next 100 years. So we're very proud and very happy about
yes.
where we are and stuff. So,
yes,
yeah.
And that mower just does it, and he can take care of the real fine-tuning of everything.
He can go 24/7. You're not going to hear it. It's electric.
Really?
So our neighbors are not complaining anymore, you know, so it's perfect. And
yeah.
he does need lights, meaning he can go in the dark, nighttime, and just go by GPS.
Can you imagine if it has little headlights?
It does.
In the middle of the night? Oh, my God, what's on there?
And I'll tell you one thing. Our members challenge it all the time. Stand in front of it and make sure it stops on them.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They always come in and tell me, guess what? It stopped on me, you know? So sneak up from behind and all this kind of stuff. So it's great. It's fun.
So it's a toy.
It's a toy, but it does its job, you know? So
that's fantastic. So we're just moving right along.
Yeah. So 100th anniversary, beautiful tournament. It's the 67th Mid-Pacific Open this year with our 100th year. So great field, unusual conditions, as Corey mentioned with the wetness we had. We had 30 inches of rain over March and April.
Did you lose trees because of that wet?
We lost a few trees, you know. Not as many as some other golf courses I heard, you know, but we lost some. And as Corey just mentioned before he left, you know, there's still water on 15 and 16th fairway.
Yeah.
So even he said, you know, as you heard, you know, even if he hit it straight on 15, that's not meaning trouble because there's still puddles there.
Yes, you know, there's puddles.
We're still pumping, but it's still Mother Nature still gives us on the ground up some water, you know.
Yeah.
So
it's
been fun. It's been challenging, but it creates different experiences.
Yeah.
And you can see it on the scores, you know. Like I said, you have 10 under. But very quickly, a lot of people are even and over, you know. So
yeah, you just never know how the ball's going to bounce
correct.
And grab. This is a Seth Rainer
designed
golf course.
Correct.
You
know what's cool about it?
Yeah, I was just because ideal holes of the British Isles using standardized engineering templates.
Yes.
The Redan, the Alps, the Biarritz, adapting it to this. Tell us.
Well, actually, what's really special about the Seth Rainer course or our course is it's the last one he did.
Oh.
You know, he originally came, as everybody knows or should know, or was the Wiley, you know. And going back to that beginning conversation about coming over here as doing a weekend retreat.
Yeah.
Those members approached Seth Rainer over, and he's doing the Wiley, and said, okay, you know what, can you come over on this side and do something over here? And basically, it was the last golf course he put together and drafted and before he passed away.
Wow. So, wow. That's...
Yeah, that makes it very special. A lot of Seth Rainer people who love him and who have courses on the mainland come here because specifically of that trade.
It's like,
so,
yeah. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you for
so,
that. Very
yeah.
much. very much. And thank you for letting us take over your office. It's always a pleasure. It's such a nice, spacious office.
I'm very spoiled.
Yeah,
you're more than welcome to come in here. Yep, but I told you, the view of the window, I can see it all, you know. So for a howly boy from Europe, you know, I'm very spoiled to have
a howly boy from Europe.
From Vienna, Austria, you know, and I'm looking out here. And I'm blessed.
Yeah,
I love it.
You've worked at so many different places, and all the information, the experience.
Well, I came here, as you know, I was working for the hotels.
Yes.
But then it's my wife's fault, you know, who's from here, from the Big Island, you know, from Lapa-Hoy-Hoy.
Oh, Lapa-Hoy-Hoy.
And I guess I met her, and she made me sick, you know. So, I mean, we left for some time to go to the mainland, but we came back, you know, I brought her back to the island.
Right on. So. Well, I'm sure we'll be talking again soon. I'm looking forward to the May 2nd.
Yes. Okay. May 2nd celebration for the 100th anniversary.
Yes.
You're more than welcome to come, and you're invited, and... it's going to be a great party.
Okay. Yeah. So we're going to take a real quick break and come back and talk to a young man who's about to go on the golf course and win. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
Your fingertips, Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips, Aloha Power Equipment.
What's a great way to shape up your golf? Polish your swing at the Newtown Golf Driving Range, located in Iaea. Stop by to warm up before your round, or wind down after work and hit a few balls. Enjoy great food from our popular Newtown Cafe, and check out the Asau Golf Shop for the most up-to-date golf equipment and club repairs. The Newtown Driving Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun. If you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing, schedule a session with Coach Claude Brousseau, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and three-time PGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning, call Claude at 808-856-9458 or by email, claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's 808-856-9458. And have more fun playing golf.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
You know, we always think it's in the cup. And then you walk up to the cup and you go, where'd it go? Oh, it went on the backside of the green. It went down, way down there somewhere. Yes. But, you know, that's kind of the fun of the game. You just got to let it roll off you and smile and go hit the next ball. All right, we're going to have a sunny day today. High is going to be about 81 degrees. Breezy, though. East, north, easterly winds 14 to 16 miles per hour, gust up to 22. That's going to be a challenge for anybody on the golf course this morning at the Mid-Pacific Country Club, because this is Mid-Pack Open Week. 4 days, it's a challenge, and somebody's going to come out on top. And, of course, one of those people very well could be, yes, Kalena Prius, who is right with me here in the studio. Kalena, welcome into the clubhouse. Good. It's really a pleasure having you. And I wasn't able to hear Kalena at that moment. Do you have? Yeah. Can you hear me now? You can hear me perfectly, and I can't hear him. That's the only problem that we're having right now. So let me do some more tee time. All right, we can get out and play a round of golf on Oahu at Pearl at Kalaauau at 9:08 or 11:10. We've also at Huakalē Country Club. We've got, oh, the landladies are out. Boy, that sounds dangerous. For anyone playing, if I'm a landlady and I'm playing, I'm dangerous. Okay, watch out. Royal Hawaiian Country Club has an 8:58, a 9:20, and an 11:08. I'm sorry about that 8:58. It's an hour away. You still might make it and get over there and have a really good time. Wailea Gold Court, there's a 9:20 and a 10:10. And at Makalei, there's an 8:40, a 9:10, and an 11:08 on the Big Island. Okay, how about Kauai? Well, Poipu, there's a shotgun tournament going on, so there's nothing open there, but there is at Kauai Lagoon, a 9 o'clock and a 10:10. Okay, Kalena Prius, I'm going to reintroduce him. He went to Punahou. He's a Texas Longhorn. Welcome into the clubhouse. It's really good having you. Were you able to hear him? Yes, we're able to hear him. Could you just tell me where you went to school?
Yeah, went to Punahou.
There you are.
There we go. Went to Punahou, class of 2013, Texas Longhorn, class of 2017.
Wow. Yeah. What was it like going from Punahou to Texas?
Probably the biggest change, you know, one could ever experience. Coming from, you're living on an island, you're used to this rhythm here, you can't drive 2 hours anywhere, 3 hours anywhere. You go to Texas, it's completely different. That being said, it's one of my favorite places on earth.
Really?
It's absolutely. Austin has a way to kind of welcome its arms around and many great people. There's a great rhythm to the city, especially during that time, too. There's so much business happening in the city outside of college that it was just a great place to live.
Yeah, I had a couple of friends who came from Austin, Texas, and they're so laid back.
Yeah.
Like, it's like you guys belong in Hawaii.
there is a similar, especially in Austin, there is a similar type of humility, humbleness of the people that are there, and kindness too, and very, very welcoming people. There's a reason why I stayed there for 6 years after college.
Did you play much golf?
Yeah, I played for Texas. Had a stacked team. Scotty Scheffler was a year younger than I was. Bo Hostler, he was my year. He's on tour. Doug Kim, Kramer Hickok, Gavin Hall. They're just we had a great.
Wow.
Yep.
That is spectacular. Now, are you competing? In places now, like
no. So I actually put the six down in 2019. So this is my first tournament since then.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah. I got a chance with my company to go from Austin to Kauai to Honolulu, and I'm like, why don't I play in the Mid-Pac Open?
Yeah. Fantastic!
Yeah, just you know, roll the dice and see how it happens. And it's great to feel some of the nerves that I once felt competing and. You know, stepping away from the game for such a long time, competitive and coming back, you feel the nerves, but you feel the happiness, and I think that's a different perspective, too, when you step away and you come back.
Yeah, it's probably, you know, when we're in it to win it, it's really focused, and you don't get any, well, you get joy if it's a good hit, but there's a lot more anxiety, I think, I'm only thinking.
Yeah.
But then when you walk away and then you get to come back, as you said, you feel the joy.
Yeah, totally. You definitely still feel the nerves. I mean, 1-2 days before, I was telling my parents and my girlfriend, I'm like, oh, I'm starting to feel the nerves in the forearm. And I think the great part about this tournament is it gives an opportunity for people to prove themselves wrong, in a sense. So let's say if you feel the nerves, I'm very nervous in the tee box. Prove yourself wrong. Surprise yourself. Hit the good shot. You know, so that's where the perspective change, I think, really shifted for me over the past couple of days.
Wow. Who taught you golf?
My dad.
Your dad?
Yep.
Okay.
Dad, we were members at Oahu Country Club, so I just watched him hit golf balls. I had plastic clubs, and then throughout the years, I had some other swing coaches here and on the mainland.
Far out. Yeah. And where did you keep your clubs when you were not playing, when you were in Austin, let's say?
Oh, just right in the trunk of my car still.
Oh.
You never know.
They all came always with you.
Yeah. Well, because so with my work, it's a real estate development company, so we do build golf courses. So I was still able to play a little bit, but nowhere near the, you know, your client golf is completely different than competitive golf.
Of course.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you have to let them win.
Yeah. And you got to, yeah, exactly. You got to find their golf balls. What you're doing out here, I mean, you're up so thick. It's incredible.
Well, we had incredible rain, right?
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
So it's like, whoopee.
Yep, and it's going to make the rough even thicker. But luckily, I mean, mid-pack open, the whole tournament here, there's spotters on the golf course. Makes things a lot easier.
So they can help you find your ball?
Yes.
We need people all over every golf course.
I know.
Doing that.
I know, right? Oh, that'd be great.
So from Punahou to Texas, and where are you based now?
Honolulu.
You're back at home.
Yep, back home.
Where are you building another golf course?
So our development is called the Alima Project. We're partnering with Howard Hughes Corporation in Ward Village. This is our first, so Discovery Land Company is the company that I've worked for. It's our first project without a golf course.
Oh.
But it's also our first condo tower. So it's two new things for us.
It would be very difficult to find a golf course in Waikiki.
Correct.
Excuse us, we're taking over the Alawai.
But, you know, there's so many great golf options here that if someone was interested in golf, you know, we got Mid-Pack here, you have Wawa Country Club, Violet Country Club. There's so many great options that if someone wanted to get into the golf ecosystem, they're here.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so you decided to play Mid-Pack Open.
Yes.
Where did you practice?
So Oahu Country Club, when I could. And then I actually joined here about 2 months ago.
Oh, great.
Yes. Yeah.
So smart.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I'll join Mid-Pack. Well, should I play in the Mid-Pack? Yeah, why not? But, you know, with work and stuff, I don't only get to play, you know, 9 holes every once in a while.
Of course. That's the problem with, you know, work.
Right. Right. Right.
All right. Thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you.
What's your favorite club?
Ooh, on island?
Yeah, not club. Like, what?
Oh,
club?
Gosh.
What club do you like to pull out of the bag when you just
don't know? Driver.
Driver?
Just driver. Just, don't think about it too much. Try to hit it harder and hope and pray. It's funny. Day one, I topped a 3-hybrid on 10. I had, 200 yards in. I call it a control top then. But it was a pure top. And then yesterday, I whipped out driver, and I hit a greenside. So I'm like, just don't think about it too much.
Just driver. It was fun.
Yes.
Thank you so much for being inside
Thank
the clubhouse.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. A pleasure.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Daniel.
Aloha.
Aloha.
All right. We're going to come take a break real quick here. We're at the Mid-Pacific Country Club because it's Mid-Pack Open. It's a 4-day tournament. It's really on the line, everything. Unless, of course, you know, you're just coming in, you want to have some fun, see how your game is. But most of the guys here, they've got game. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PJ and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate, or that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club radio show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates, and it's easy to do. Just email rick@radiogolfclub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. That's rick@radiogolfclub.com or call 808-220-1000.
I'm 9 now, but when I was 8, I'd do things I wasn't supposed to.
You don't talk when people are putting.
Always repair the ball mark.
You keep your own score, so you have to know how to act.
And you gotta tell the truth.
Put a golf club in kids' hands and watch them grow.
If you do certain things that you're not supposed to, you get a shot added to your score. You don't want to do those things.
The First Tee teaches kids values that will impact their communities and the rest of their lives.
If it wasn't for golf, I'd be like my friends, a couch potato.
Visit thefirsttee.org to learn more.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
We're having a fabulous time. It's the Mid-Pack Open at the Mid-Pacific Country Club. It's a four-day tournament, one of the only tournaments played in Hawaii now. So it's really important that we have all of our guys coming out. Why are there no gals? I'm going to have to ask Ron Haas. Can women play in this tournament? Next tournament. I guess we'll have to come back. Okay. One lady is in the tournament? Oh, cool. Well, you know, to me, that's absolutely fabulous. A lot of women want to compete against men just to see if they're how good they can possibly be. I know. It sounds strange, doesn't it? Yes. All right. Let's bring him into the clubhouse. His name is Brent Grant. He turned pro in 2017. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Thanks for having me. How are you?
I'm good over here. I have the most beautiful view. Wait a second. The windows got rained on. Oops.
Still pretty.
It's still pretty. You're absolutely right. That's what I've been saying all morning. God, it's gorgeous. He's got the best view on the planet. Okay. So, Brent, where did you go to school?
I went to Mauna Loa High School.
Mauna Loa?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's far out. Did you go to college?
A little bit. I went to Kapi'olani Community College.
Right on. That's where my grandson's going.
Yeah. And then went to Oregon State briefly, and then I came back home, played for BYU Hawaii for about 4 months.
Far out.
And then that was it. I didn't have any more college after that.
And you said, I want to be a full-time professional golfer.
Yes and no.
Okay.
It took me a few months. It took me a pretty incredible experience at the Sony Open with some pretty notable players to understand that I could do it.
Wow.
And then understanding the pathway took another couple of months. And then with support from some of the members, Huakale, some of the people here, we were able to get up to the mainland and start playing. And been pretty incredible so far.
That's fantastic. Now, what happened at the Sony? Tell us a little bit.
So I'm playing a practice round with Ken Duke and Audubon Lahiri, and we're on 8. And he asked me, you know, what's your plan? You know, the classic, you know, dad question, right? And Ken says, basically, what's your plan? What are you going to do? You know, you're getting older now, you know, you're 21.
Yeah.
And I told him, I said, you know, I don't really have one. You know, obviously there's only two guys, well, three if you count David Ishii, that have come from Hawaii that have made it onto the PGA Tour. So
right.
It's not like we have, you know, hundreds of examples of how to do it. And, of course, I didn't have any D1 experience, so I didn't have the basis, you know, for how to do it. So that was kind of my answer. And he says, well, son, if you step up to every shot the way you step up to that driver, you'll be out here in no time. And couple that with some experience with guys like Vijay Singh and Jason Duffner, who were incredible to be around that week. And I actually played with Parker that week, which was amazing. And fast forward 6 years later, and I was the fourth person to ever make it on the PGA Tour coming from Hawaii.
Wow, that is absolutely spectacular.
Yep, very blessed.
Really, truly. And you have a 61. Which golf course do you have the record?
Right out here, Mid-Pacific Country Club.
Mid-Pacific Country Club?
Made a 12-footer on 18.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, what club were you using?
When I made it?
Yeah.
Oh, the putter, of course.
Well, one never knows.
That was a good day, so I didn't snap the putter over my knee that day. So I still had it in the bag.
How often does that happen?
Making a 61?
No.
Snapping a putter?
Yeah.
Well, it depends. If you're 10 cup, then it happens quite often.
Oh, but, yes. Sure.
I don't think I've ever broken a putter. I've broken many wedges, but never a putter.
Interesting.
Putters are hard to find.
To me, I love putters, and I love wedges. I love it. I don't know what's wrong with me, but I just don't have a really good full swing. I don't have enough confidence in myself. What do you think it is?
Well, I mean, the short game in putting is generally the easiest thing to practice.
Right.
Right? And it's result-oriented because the flag's right there.
It's right there.
So when you're practicing full swing, the hundreds of yards away, right? That's the old Robin Williams joke, right? The whole idea is that you're hitting something and you're hoping that it gets in the right position to hit it again and again and again. And then when you get up to the green, you can actually see the year-end result, which probably makes your brain go a little bit more focused.
Yeah.
It could start with just a good swing coach. I mean, there are plenty of PGA's, guys in the field this week. Juan Rodriguez and Tom Nagata. There's a bunch of guys that are playing this week that are really, really good coaches. And so,
okay. I'll think about that.
Yeah.
It's usually my brain goes dead.
Yeah.
It just
makes
goes
ding, ding, ding. Too many things.
Yes.
Yeah, 100%. Totally understand.
Okay, so you had a 61 Mid-Pacific Country Club. What was the tournament that you...
This one.
The Mid-Pack Open.
Yeah, 2019.
That is awesome. And no one's challenged you yet.
So the TJ Kua held it before, I think, 62. Yeah, and that held for a long, long time. And I think Jason probably will never, ever let it happen again. Although it could happen this weekend. Who knows? Yeah. You got 36 holes left.
Jason is a devilish kind of guy.
He's probably one of the best superintendents I've ever seen. So, I mean, he's really quite amazing. And the members here at Mid-Pack really appreciate him. And, of course, all the players here this week really appreciate him as well.
Yeah, I've actually told him to his face that he's a devilish kind of guy.
He probably liked it.
Yes, he did. I always enjoy talking to him. Because, I mean, he's got this fantastic garden behind us. I mean, who wouldn't have fun back here?
Well, if you got to play it, that becomes a different story.
Oh, no, I know that.
You got to find your golf ball in the rough. And...
For him.
True, yes. It's cutting the grass and mowing and everything.
And knowing, where to make it just a little bit harder.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Should be interesting.
So how's your game today?
Good. Yeah, feeling good. You can see off in about a little under 40 minutes. And
excellent.
Really looking forward to playing with my high school teammate, John Oda, this week.
Oh!
Today, rather.
Jonathan Oda.
Yeah, he's the man. Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
So you had Thursday, Friday, right?
Yep, Thursday, Friday. Played with Alex Ching, two-time champion here. Local boy. He lives just behind the target over there.
Right on.
And got to see his parents for the first time in a long time. It was actually my first time playing with Alex, and it was great. He was amazing, and we had two great amateurs. We just had a blast.
Yeah.
Great to be here.
And where are you playing on the mainland?
So I live in Phoenix.
Uh-huh.
And I'm playing all over. There's a mini tour called the Asher Tour that is probably the best mini tour in the country, as far as competition and money and forces. And then we're just trying to work our way back to the Corn Ferry and eventually the PGA Tour.
Excellent. Yay. We're behind you 100% all the way. You have to keep in touch with me.
Of course. I think you still have my number somewhere.
Somewhere.
Pretty sure I've got yours.
Okay.
Or your email.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email
go.
Me. Email
Perfect.
Me. Okay? Because I want to keep...
Weekly updates.
Yeah. I don't want to drive you crazy, but something.
Love
Send
that.
Something so I can
Done.
Have something so I can talk about you.
Okay.
Okay?
Done.
All right. It's been a pleasure. Brent Grant, Karen Pro in 2017. 2019, he shot a 61. He's got the course record 61 here at Mid-Pacific Country Club. He's in the Mid-Pack Open like so many terrific people. And somebody wants me to do what's called the legal ID. I can only imagine why she wants. Yes, Nani. KORL, Waianae, Honolulu.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club.
I'm Paul Morikawa, 2020 PGA champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
Your fingertips, Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy starting, super quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips, Aloha Power Equipment.
Hey, Mark Rolfing here. The First Tee Hawaii is a nonprofit organization that helps kids build character, confidence, and life skills through golf. And we need volunteers like you to coach our next generation of golfers. No matter your skill level, our free coach training gives you tools to mentor kids. We have locations on all the islands, and enrollment is open now for our Level 1 coach certification. Call 808-500-1515.
What's a great way to shape up your golf? Polish your swing at the Newtown Golf Driving Range located in Aiea. Stop by to warm up before your round or wind down after work and hit a few balls. Enjoy great food from our popular Newtown Cafe and check out the Asau Golf Shop for the most up-to-date golf equipment and club repairs. The Newtown Driving Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And good morning. If you're just joining us, we're at the Mid-Pacific Country Club, broadcasting live from Ron Haas's Mid-Pacific Country Club Outpost. And it's an absolutely fantastic place to work. I could stay here. Yeah, this, you know, I wouldn't need to leave this room. Right, it's absolutely beautiful. If you're coming to the windward side, it really feels good. It's not as blowy. You know, the wind was pretty strong on the south side of the Ko'olau Range. On this windward side, it's not quite. So if you're going out to play around a golf and you want to avoid the windy conditions, you want to go north. You can even go to Turtle Bay, but here at Mid-Pacific Country Club, it is the Mid-Pac Open. It's a four-day tournament, and we've been talking with a lot of the guys who are in the tournament and hoping to stay in and rise to the top. But right now, we've got Mike Kawaharada, who's the tournament organizer. Did you do everything all by yourself?
Oh, no. There's no way. I'm the chairman. I'm a vice chairman. We have a tournament director and a whole bunch of committees.
Yeah, and everybody gets together to decide everything from what's on the menu to what they're supposed to be doing out there.
Well, we used to get more involved in that, but the staff has been really good here to set most of this stuff up. Of course, they come to us to get approval, but usually we don't change anything.
That's right on. Yeah, and it also allows them to do exactly what they think could be perfect.
Yes, I mean, there's some suggestions that we make.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right, Ron and his staff have been great, maybe.
Yeah,
yeah. They tend to try to stay away from dictating how to turn them, things like food, et cetera, yeah.
Yeah.
And, of course, set up even.
Oh.
Yes, we don't get involved in that.
Fact, I can only imagine why.
Well, I
there's
can
somebody,
tell you,
Jason.
I can tell you a story.
Okay.
Back when Jason came here, I think it was in 2002, something like that.
Okay.
Prior to him coming here, Bob Tokigawa was here, and the Mid-Pac Open committee chair used to try to get Bob to set up for a certain way, and when Jason came on board, I told him, Jason, the Mid-Pacific Open Committee will not get involved in that. It's your golf course. You set it up the way you think it should be set up, and that's been the way it's been.
That's wonderful. And I think he actually said that Bob was here for a long time,
yes.
Mr. Tokioka, and he enjoyed being here for as long as he was here. Then he knew, Jason knew that he was going to have a really good time here.
Yes, I think so. Well, when I first joined in 83, Bob Tokigawa was already
Tokigawa,
here.
Yes. Thank you, yes.
And he was there all the way until Jason came on board, and we were so happy to have Jason here.
Yeah, it was just such a cute, you know, statement from Jason that, you know, he was here for 21 years?
I don't know.
Yeah,
it was a long, long time.
A long time,
yeah.
Right. He was here a long time. So, you know, I think I'm going to, this property, I think this place suits me perfectly.
Yes.
So, mm-hmm. And I mean, I like the fact that he and other superintendents and other people who set up golf courses, that they feel so attached and their knowledge base is incredible.
That's right. And, you know, a lot of members may feel like, you know what should be done. But generally speaking, that's not even close. One thing that he did was to create different shots to the green, around the green. So we shaved around the green so you could actually do a Texas wedge.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So he cut the rough around the green.
Great.
Yeah.
Did they get upset with him?
No, I think the members appreciated that, actually, because it gave them options.
Yes. And it wasn't as hard as it was, right?
Well, I'm not so sure that that's the correct statement. Because you see a lot of people putting the ball off the green.
Yes. A little bit too much juice there.
Yes.
Judging by the way things are with the rain, how is the course playing?
I think the greens are a little slower than we have in the past, only because the rain that we had the last 5 weeks, we were closed, I think, a total of, 15 days?
Wow.
Prior to the tournament. And, in fact, we're closed 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
That will just getting everything right because the rain, it was so, everything was so soggy. If you walked on in a place, you could actually do some serious damage.
That's one reason. The other reason is that we had a lot of standing water, and water is still coming off Bluestone Hill.
Wow.
And that's why... like on number 12, there's still water there. Number 13, number
8. And I mean, this has a lot of runoff too. I mean, there's a lot of place where this, the way the golf course is situated, you can see that it's kind of downhill from here, and it should just go. But there's no place for it to go.
It goes into the Lanikaya, the Kauainuhia.
Yeah.
Marsh,
yeah. Yeah, but then there's so much water already there, it's hard for it to drain out, yeah. So when do you start planning for next year?
Usually Weston and I start talking about it in October.
Wow.
And we actually start our early meetings in December, but we've already... set up a plan for what we're going to do.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. So is this open? Is the Mid-Pac open to people who are not members?
Oh, yes, of course. Anybody can play.
That's why it's an open.
And yes, and we do accept lady players.
And you do? So there is one lady player?
I believe so. I've met her. I don't think there's any other than one, but over the years, we've had lady players play.
That's nice. Yeah. Yeah, so see, ladies, you can come and play the Mid-Pac Open. And, you know, and don't worry about your score. You're going to be fabulous. And you'll absolutely love this golf course.
There is a handicap limit.
Oh.
Yeah, 10.6.
Okay, 10.6.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you've already got to be pretty good.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, I don't qualify.
Well, I don't either.
You don't either?
Right now. I've played in the past, but it's gone south.
Well, yeah, my game went south a long time ago. Oh, dear. It's something called practice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Recently, it's been really hard for me to practice. So,
Is it anything that you, is it time or is it just hard?
It's time.
Yeah.
You have to have time.
You have to.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's funny. I retired from radio. You know, I don't do the traffic reports anymore. So people often, Danielle, did you retire? And I'm like, oh, yeah. And there were a couple of reasons why. You know, I've been doing it for 27 years. And 27 years is after already having worked before then. I started working when I was 16. And you look at yourself and you go, there's another birthday coming up. Oh, my God. You know, and my mother would harp on me. She'd say, you're only going to have so many years in your life, so you really need to stop working so you can enjoy what's left of your life. Says you don't have much more. Okay, Mom. Well, Mom passed in January. And it was just like, gosh darn it, Mom. Here I am retiring, and I have more to do now than I had when I was working.
I can imagine.
What is that, though?
I'm not sure, because I'm not retired.
Oh, you're not? Well, trust me, I've heard from other people that when you retire, it does not necessarily mean that the work, you know, is going to stop and you're going to just be in luxuriating luxury.
No.
No. It means that all of a sudden, all these different things come up that, where did this come from? Oh, just take care of it, Danielle. All right, we're going to take a break and come back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. We're at the Mid-Pacific Country Club. It is Mid-Pack Open, 4 days of fabulous golf. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
What's a great way to shape up your golf? Polish your swing at the Newtown Golf Driving Range located in Iaea. Stop by to warm up before your round or wind down after work and hit a few balls. Enjoy great food from our popular Newtown Cafe and check out the Asau Golf Shop for the most up-to-date golf equipment and club repairs. The Newtown Driving Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
I'm 9 now, but when I was 8, I'd do things I wasn't supposed to.
You don't talk when people are putting.
Always repair the ball mark.
You keep your own score, so you have to know how to act.
And you gotta tell the truth.
Put a golf club in kids' hands and watch them grow.
If you do certain things that you're not supposed to, you get a shot added to your...
impact me more than Jason Amoy, golf course superintendent at Mid-Pacific Country Club. Formerly, he was the agricultural lecturer. I've never asked him about that. Welcome into the clubhouse, Jason.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. And I have to ask you, what is a agriculture lecturer?
Somebody who talks about anything and everything to do with egg products,
yes.
Agriculture,
yes.
Food production.
Where did you speak to people about it?
I actually did some classes at Windward Community College.
Far out.
It was in conjunction with their turf program they used to have a while back. They no longer. But when a professor who was there and would go on sabbatical, they needed somebody to continue the program while that professor was on a sabbatical. And so I was asked to go ahead and fill in for a semester here, a semester there.
Wow.
Very interesting experience.
I bet. Yeah. With the students or just all the information that you had to gather to present to them?
Both. I had students from China.
Wow.
That was really interesting. There was local kids in there. I had older people there that was looking for a second or third career opportunity.
Wow.
I had to be able to interact and
yeah.
be the person all of a sudden assigning homework and not doing homework. Was a tremendous experience. And, you know, really, you mentioned getting all the information together. You really go back and you relearn a lot of things that you forgot. Or you never knew you had back there somewhere. And that's when you really learn something, I think, is when you're able to teach
it. Yeah, absolutely. Then it ingrains.
It does.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And now what about... Do you talk about the golf course much then?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It was focused mainly on the golf course, but grass is a plant. And so there's so many similarities and analogies that you can use with other plants, vegetables, whatever the case is, and make the relationship to turf and caring for turf.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody remembers, you know, the bean experiment in second grade where you grow one, you know, in the closet in the classroom, and then you grow one out in the sunshine, and you look at the difference, you know, 2 weeks later, and the one in the closet is, like, tall and spinning and can't stand up. Well, the grass reacts the same way. And so you can use those kinds of analogies to teach.
Wow. Now, when you're working on this golf course.
Yes.
And it's rained 30 days and 30 nights, and it won't stop.
Uh-huh.
What is your biggest fear?
There's all kinds of things. Disease is probably the number one disease out there, and then just physical damage. Not so much from the rain, but the wind that can come with the storm cells. You can lose trees. Trees can damage. We got close to a house with one tree falling.
Wow.
Thank goodness the house isn't damaged. You certainly don't want people out there because somebody could get hurt.
Yeah.
Those would probably be the biggest priorities.
Yeah. It's just, and then you have, how long does it take for everything to kind of go back to normal after it stops raining?
It hasn't gone back to normal yet.
Exactly.
It's been weeks and weeks. You know, back in 06, I believe, we had not a 30, but a 40-day and night rain.
Yes.
And up until now, that was like the worst rain event for us here.
Yes.
This one, I think, tops it because, you know, there was a span in March. Over 13 days, we've had almost 24 inches of rain. And then it rained again.
And then
you know, the last rain, and this was just, a week and a half ago, we had only 3/4 of an inch of rain. And in the middle of summer, the course would, you know, suck that up like a sponge. 3/4 of an inch of rain, we had rivers running across the golf course because it was so saturated.
Yeah.
Fast forward, you know, a couple of weeks, and out on the course right now, there's still water running off the course from weeks ago. And it's not running above ground onto the course. It's literally coming out of the ground saturation.
Yes. The earth has said, get rid of that stuff.
And it's still coming out of our pipes and still exiting the course to the stream.
Yeah, this was, I remember the first time it rained 40 days.
Yeah.
That was mild compared to what we had with the Kona low, and the wind was the first. The second one didn't have wind, but it had this torrential rain that kept. And then the third one was lighter, but by that time.
Well, at that time it was 1 inch too many.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So. You got everything. Yeah, you got everything in control for the Mid Pacific Country Club Mid Pack Open, and Wes Wailahua, the executive director, CEO, PGA of America Aloha Section, President Golf Hawaii Golf Alliance. Welcome into the clubhouse,
Danielle. Aloha.
Yeah, how's it been putting everything together this tournament?
It's been good. You know, there's been quite a bit about golf Hawaii that a lot of people book. And I think the opportunity to play is something that a lot of people take for granted. And I realize that it's quite a
bit. Oh, gosh, yes.
I think it's easy to focus on, like, what's next, bigger tournaments, and everything else. How to kind of come together. But I think in Hawaii, golf is just another market with challenge. And the reality is people often don't appreciate these opportunities until they're gone. And so the challenge I have is that it isn't just play, it's to respect the opportunity to play, whether it's this event, the Open, or any tournament in Hawaii. That is the most important thing that I think tournament players kind of understand.
Okay.
If something like this is not just lost. It's hard to build.
Oh, gosh, yes. All the pieces that make it possible for it to happen, all the people who volunteered their time to make sure that everything was handled, and the loss to the not-for-profit, the people who are not getting, you know, I mean, it's one thing after another.
It's everything. It's Jason's work. It's the Ron and the membership. Michael, running sponsors.
Exactly.
Opportunity to play.
Yeah.
That's important.
Yeah. We have 2 minutes left in the show. Is there anything else you'd like to bring up? No.
Not 2 minutes, Danielle, but I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for being here. And Jason, anything you wanted to mention about what we can do to, you know, as golfers, be gentle with the ground?
Show your divots. Break the traps. Mind your etiquette, not just so much for the golf course, but for the people playing behind you.
Yeah, okay, all right. So it was really fantastic. Ron, thank you so much for letting me be in your fabulous office. Next time I'm here, I would like you to open up those curtains on that side. I just got a thumbs up. I have to have fun. Okay. So we're at the Mid-Pacific Country Club, Mid-Pack Open. Spectators, if you guys would like to come, and there's free parking, you come out to Lanikai, you'll love it, and you park your car, walk the course, you'll learn a little something from all of these really good players, and have a wonderful time. And thank you to Jason Amoy and Ron Haas and Wes Wailahua and Mark Rolfing for being inside the clubhouse. And all the guys that were here, Kalena Prius taking time out, and Peter Jung, Corey Oride, and Brent Grant, thank you. All right, we're going to wrap it up. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2026.